Transforming Gaza, a visionary strategy for peace, prosperity, and regional stability. Commentary: Palestinians have been offered statehood at least 9 times, yet they have rejected every proposal. From the 1937 Peel Commission to the 2020 Trump peace plan, each refusal has led to smaller and less favorable offers as Israel's population and influence continued to grow. It's like repeatedly walking away from a real estate deal, only to return later and find the price has gone up and the available land has shrunk. The longer the wait, the fewer the options. Meanwhile, the Palestinian people continue to bear the consequences, trapped in a cycle of hardship while their leaders enrich themselves and use their suffering as a political weapon. Even in 2005, when Israel unilaterally withdrew from Gaza, offering Palestinians the chance to build their own future, Hamas turned the territory into a staging ground for terror. Hamas not only rejects peace but thrives on perpetual conflict. Every previous ceasefire, diplomatic effort, or temporary truce has only given Hamas time to rebuild its arsenal, expand its terror networks, and plan for the next war. President Donald J. Trump, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have all recognized this reality. Hamas must not only be defeated, it must be destroyed in a way that prevents its resurgence. One of the primary challenges in combating a terrorist organization that embeds itself within a civilian population is the inevitability of collateral damage. To address this, President Trump has proposed an innovative and visionary approach aimed at minimizing harm while effectively dismantling Hamas. Traditionally, military forces focus on isolating the terrorist group from the population. However, this proposal reverses that dynamic by relocating civilians away from the terrorists, thereby exposing Hamas and making it more vulnerable to targeted military action. The only thing Gazans are missing is a place to go. Trump's strategy is not without precedent. History has repeatedly shown that denying an enemy the use of human shields is not just morally right, but a proven strategy for military victory. A recent example is the Battle of Mosul, where U.S.-backed Iraqi forces successfully enabled the evacuation of nearly 1 million civilians in an effort to eradicate ISIL in Mosul. This approach isolated the terrorist group, stripped it of cover, and accelerated its destruction while minimizing collateral damage. While some members of Hamas may attempt to blend in with the population and flee Gaza, they will be unable to take their weapons, will be forced to abandon their tunnel networks and logistical infrastructure, and will no longer enjoy complete control and freedom of movement, as they will once again be subject to the authority of a sovereign state. President Trump's bold plan to transform Gaza into the Riviera of the Middle East presents an unprecedented opportunity to reshape the region's geopolitical landscape. This plan can and should be achieved with no American boots on the ground, as Israel is perfectly capable of completing the military component of the plan. The United States, in its part, facilitates the relocation of Gaza's Palestinian population to neighboring nations and the redevelopment of the area into an international symbol of peace and cooperation. The success of this initiative hinges on strategic diplomacy with Egypt and Jordan, significant U.S. incentives for regional cooperation, and a well-structured international coalition to oversee Gaza's redevelopment. While ambitious, if successfully implemented, this initiative could usher in an unprecedented era of peace and stability, breaking the generational cycle of conflict and offering a new future for both Israelis and Palestinians. This article explains the steps to realize the incredible vision. Strategic relocation, destinations, and implementation. The primary destinations for long-term resettlement should include Egypt and Jordan, with additional coordinated programs across the broader Arab world. Gaza Palestinians have already relocated multiple times in the course of the war since October 7, 2023, and instead of relocating back into a dangerous war zone, they would benefit from the relocation to safer areas. Within Gaza, this can be militarily achieved by Israel, if the United States provides the diplomatic leverage to ensure cooperation with the following neighboring states: Egypt. The Sinai Peninsula, particularly the northern and eastern regions near El Arish, provides a geographically proximate and viable settlement location. With substantial Gulf Cooperation Council investments in infrastructure, desalination plants, and economic zones, this region can be developed into an urban and industrial hub capable of absorbing a significant portion of the Palestinian population. Jordan. With a long history of Palestinian integration, Jordan presents another feasible destination. A combination of economic incentives, expansion of housing developments near Amman and Aqaba, and special economic zones funded by international investment could facilitate resettlement while bolstering Jordan's economy. Broader Arab world. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar possess the financial resources to support regional stability and have a strategic interest in ensuring Gaza does not remain a perpetual flashpoint for conflict. While these nations have been reluctant to absorb large refugee populations in the past, a structured diplomatic framework, backed by economic incentives and security guarantees, could encourage participation. Rather than leaving Gaza's future in perpetual limbo, a coordinated resettlement initiative could stabilize the region and align with its broader geopolitical interests. Diplomatic framework and concessions for regional buy-in. Securing cooperation from Egypt and Jordan requires a comprehensive diplomatic package, including massive economic investment. The U.S. can provide diplomatic backing and facilitate private investment, but the primary funding for Gaza's transformation must come from Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states. This could be structured as a multi-stakeholder investment fund, with contributions from the GCC, international financial institutions, and private sector partners. Security guarantees. A joint U.S.-led international force, supplemented by Egyptian and Jordanian security cooperation, would monitor the new settlement areas to prevent instability. Debt forgiveness and military aid. A restructuring of Egypt's debt, coupled with expanded military aid packages, could incentivize Cairo's participation. For Jordan, an increase in U.S. military support and free trade agreements would be essential. Gulf state contributions. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Qatar must be engaged to provide both financial backing and employment opportunities for relocated Palestinians. Role of a simultaneous peace treaty between Israel and Saudi Arabia. A historic peace treaty between Israel and Saudi Arabia would further solidify the regional architecture necessary for long-term stability. Such an agreement would provide a framework for mutual recognition, security cooperation, and economic collaboration, creating a foundation upon which the Gaza Redevelopment Initiative could thrive. Strategic benefits for Saudi Arabia. Regional leadership. By brokering peace with Israel, Saudi Arabia would cement its role as the leader of the Arab world, reinforcing its influence in both economic and security matters. Economic expansion. Normalized relations with Israel would unlock investment opportunities, technological collaboration, and infrastructure projects, allowing Saudi Arabia to diversify beyond oil. Security cooperation. A peace treaty would enable enhanced intelligence sharing and military coordination, strengthening Saudi Arabia's defense against common threats, including Iran-backed militias and extremist groups. S. Support and favorable trade terms. A peace deal would likely come with substantial U.S. military and economic incentives, reinforcing Saudi Arabia's strategic partnership with Washington. What the U.S. can offer Saudi Arabia in exchange for funding and peace. Advanced military technology. The U.S. can approve the sale of strategic defense systems to enhance Saudi Arabia's security capabilities. Security guarantees against Iran. The U.S. can commit to enhanced military cooperation and intelligence sharing to counter Iranian influence and ensure regional stability. Economic and energy collaboration, facilitating U.S. investment in Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 initiatives, including high-tech industries, renewable energy, and infrastructure development, would incentivize Saudi participation. Formalized U.S. Saudi-Israel Strategic Partnership. A trilateral alliance framework would create a security and economic bloc, ensuring long-term cooperation and shared development projects, including Gaza's transformation. Greater influence in Palestinian affairs. Saudi Arabia could be given a central role in shaping the future of Palestinian governance and economic development, positioning itself as the key power broker in the Israeli-Palestinian issue. Impact on Gaza's transformation. Financial backing. A stable and cooperative Saudi-Israel relationship would encourage broader Gulf investments in the redevelopment of Gaza, ensuring its long-term success. Greater regional stability. A peace agreement would diminish hostilities between Israel and its Arab neighbors, reducing the likelihood of future conflicts that could undermine Gaza's transformation. Tourism and trade. The integration of Israel into the broader Gulf economic network would create new business and tourism opportunities, positioning Gaza as a key destination for regional commerce and leisure. Redeveloping Gaza, a symbol of peace, military strength, and international cooperation. Once Gazans have the opportunity to escape the war, Israel can completely destroy any remaining members of Hamas, the terror tunnels and networks, weapons caches, and all of Hamas' logistical support centers. The Gaza Strip must then be reimagined as a global beacon of reconciliation and prosperity. The redevelopment of Gaza would be managed by an international coalition led by the US, Israel, and key global partners. The new Gaza will feature the Gaza Peace Park, a grand and solemn public park designed as a beacon of peace and remembrance, honoring all who have suffered from the decades-long conflict in Gaza, both the innocent lives taken in terror attacks and the civilians caught in the destruction of war. At its heart, the park will feature a walkable memorial of some 1,500 statues, each dedicated to a victim, either killed or taken hostage during the October 7th attacks. Visitors will be able to walk among these statues, pausing at inscribed plaques telling the story of each life lost. The layout will evoke both reverence and reflection, allowing visitors to experience the scale of the tragedy. A parallel memorial will also reflect the destruction suffered by civilians in Gaza, displaying scattered remnants of shattered buildings, broken columns, and partial stone facades, standing as a quiet reminder of the devastation endured by the Gazan population. In between the memorials, the park will feature a reflective water installation to serve as a space for contemplation, offering a contrast between ruin and renewal, along with serene walking paths, lush gardens, and artistic installations designed to encourage reflection, reconciliation, and remembrance. Additionally, amphitheaters and cultural spaces will host international peace dialogues, artistic performances, and educational programs that bring Jews, Muslims, and Christians together, making the park a hub for global engagement and healing. Cultural and historical museums, institutions dedicated to preserving the history of the region and educating visitors on past conflicts and the vision for a peaceful Middle East. Sports and entertainment complexes, a state-of-the-art sports stadium, concert halls, and a marina will establish Gaza as a premier destination for international events. Additionally, Gaza could host major regional sporting tournaments such as the Asian Games and the AFC Asian Cup, leveraging its modern infrastructure to attract international visitors and investment. Luxury tourism, a new tourist destination featuring multicultural high-end resorts, real estate development, and pristine beaches will drive economic prosperity. Governance by an international coalition. Similar to post-World War II Germany, Gaza will be administered by a multinational governing body to ensure stability, transparency, and effective development. Strategic U.S. naval presence. With proper dredging, the U.S. could, but would not have to, establish a naval base in Gaza. This would provide a forward operating position to support the U.S. Sixth Fleet, enhancing regional stability and strengthening American military projection in the Eastern Mediterranean. Post-development, a future of peace and prosperity. Once redevelopment is complete, some Palestinians will have the opportunity to return to a transformed Gaza, one that is prosperous, secure, and filled with opportunities unimaginable under Hamas rule. While security screenings will be necessary for those returning, those who do return will be welcomed into a society built on progress rather than perpetual conflict. President Trump has a proven record of challenging conventional wisdom and delivering real results where others have failed. His leadership produced the Abraham Accords, a historic breakthrough in Middle East diplomacy that normalized relations between Israel and multiple Arab nations, without conceding to Palestinian terror groups. Under his administration, Iran's regional influence was curbed, and a path to peace became more tangible than ever before. The same bold vision now offers Gaza a path forward, replacing decades of war with the prospect of lasting stability and prosperity. Anyone skeptical of this vision need only look at the 2.1 million Palestinians who currently live peacefully alongside their Jewish neighbors in Israel. The greatest barrier to peace has never been the people themselves, but rather corrupt leaders who profit from Palestinian suffering and weaponize their hardship for political gain. President Trump's plan breaks this destructive cycle, at least in Gaza, offering a fresh start and a catalyst for broader and longer-term regional peace. From Real Clear Wire.